Hare Krishna. It's 7:15 a.m. and we arrived here in New Delhi. I was told there was a torrential downpour last night. I believe it because there's water everywhere. It's about 150% humidity, and quite warm. Or you could say hot. I'll be staying here until I can arrange for things that I brought and ordered for Radha Shyam. And there's some jewelry made, actually they're Ekadasi jewelry made quite some time ago that has to be redone, and also there's a plan for getting new plates. I've gotten donations from someone unsolicited of a kilo, excuse me, 2 kilos of silver, although the plates will probably be more than that, and although the design for that isn't complete for the plates. And when you give in these plans, everything has to be properly and fully designed, otherwise no any clear communication as to what it is that we're really wanting. And I'm also trying to get Radha Damodara's bathing paraphernalia newly done. It's very old and not the most convenient for traveling. So doing that. And then for the Hungarian apartment, I need to order some lighting. I've already seen that. I have to go. And then as soon as possible, I'll be heading off to Sri Damayapur. Originally, I planned to go to Vrindavan over the weekend. It's a possibility, but because I'm really looking forward to not moving and staying in one place, I'm having second thoughts. And I also had thoughts about going to Rath Yatra, Jagannath Rath Yatra, which happens next Wednesday. And of course I've never been there, but for the same reason I'm also having second thoughts about that. It really means flying from here to Bhubaneswar, traveling to Puri, which is no doubt very, very wonderful, but unless I get some kind of message from Lord Jagannath, I think I will observe it Rath Yatra on the internet rather than going. Probably sounds like it, but you can gather that I'm keen to just be in one place, not really move, do as little managerial things as possible, and spend time on chanting, reading Damodara Leela book is complete in terms of my portion of the reviewing of edits. That's complete. It was completed with my 24th review of Damodara Ashtakam, which I mentioned that I wanted to give a different translation, or give a smoother translation than the one that's currently sung or spoken by devotees after they sing Dhammadarashtakam, which has which is in one sense from the translation point of view and the pastime point of view very detailed, but it makes for sort of a bumpy read. So we went back and forth and back and forth and back and forth about that, and my encouragement and well, I won't say just full inspiration, but what kept me going in that direction was remembering how Ernest Hemingway wrote and rewrote the last page of his farewell poems 47 times. And when he was asked why, and his answer is, what, I have to get it right. So we didn't do it 47, we did it 24, half as much. But we're trying to get it right. I can't say it is right. How can glorifying Krishna just be completely right? But it was time to let it go. And I'm not immediately going to start writing, because as soon as I write, I'm under a certain degree of pressure. Albeit a self-imposed pressure. But I like to read. I have reading projects in mind, study projects such as Sundargo's, and the challenge for me will be that when I start to write, then I get very inspired. I read, then I get very inspired to take notes, and from notes to write, which, and of course, writing in one sense focuses my studying, but it also puts me back into the same earlier mentioned paradigm of being under a certain degree of pressure. So I'm trying to avoid that, and now I'm going to read into Puja for Radha Damodar. Well, you can't smell it over the podcast, but my room here is full of Vela garlands, so there's just this abundance of wonderful aroma. And Hare Krishna to everyone. Be in touch.